Dr. Godfrey, thank you so much for speaking at our Sola Scriptura Reformation Conference on Martin Luther and his conviction in that area. And as a seminary professor many, many years and president of Westminster Seminary in California, you've seen thousands of men trained for ministry and other roles in the Christian church. Martin Luther was also involved with students and took a conviction to that. Could you elaborate on how Martin Luther had the same passion to see men equipped for the ministry, convinced the Sola Scriptura, and how he interacted with them?
Well, he had a passion as a professor. He was a professor and a pastor before the Reformation, so he carried that sense of calling into his work as a reformer. Actually, one of the ways they compensated him was to give him an old monastery to live in, and so his wife rented rooms to students. So he had very intimate contacts with students regularly, and one of the great treasures of insight into Luther's thought is what is known as his table talk, because he would have students regularly eating meals with the family, and he would make comments that were always interesting, and the students would write them down. Typical German students, I suppose, very organized. And he interacted very closely with students. He had a natural warmth. He was an appealing personality. So he communicated both his passion for the gospel and his commitment to the gospel to students, but also his sense that a well-educated clergy was really vital for the life of the church. And so at the same time that he was committed to instilling in them real spiritual vitality, he was committed to helping them develop the skills to really be able to study the Bible on their own and to preach the Bible effectively in sermons on their own.
Amen. Thank you. Martin Luther, you mentioned table talk and some of his other writings. We see the sense of humor that the man had, and also, you know, Catherine, his wife, and maybe you could just touch on his family life, or maybe just some of the more humorous things that you've read that maybe the wider church has not or is not aware of.
Well, one of my favorite stories is that Catherine von Bora, whom he married, had been a nun. And she, along with a number of other nuns, had escaped from a convent and had come to Wittenberg, embracing the gospel. And Luther dutifully married these nuns off one after another, but couldn't find a spouse for Catherine. And finally he said to her, "What am I going to do with you?" And she said, with a smile, "Well, you could marry me yourself." And so I always think that's an amusing beginning. And Luther thought and said, "Well, maybe I should marry you despite the Pope." So this was not a romantic union in the beginning. But like many marriages in that time, there were other reasons than romance. And they clearly grew to have great affection for one another. And Luther, who really thought marriage was more a calling and obligation than something he really wanted — he was in his 40s by the time he married — came to just love the institution of marriage. They had a number of children, some of whom they had to bury, and the intimate life of marriage, of love, was well described by Roland Bainton in his wonderful biography of Luther, Here I Stand. Luther came to see marriage as the school of character, Bainton put it, and I think that really captures it. You learn patience, you learn love, you learn all sorts of things in a good marriage and a good family life, and that's what Luther experienced.
Certainly one of the most sanctifying things that the Lord gives us is raising children and being married.
That's right. Right. Teaches us patience, or at least forces us to face our impatience.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.